SBS Filipino.
Mabuhay! This is Michelle Pinas. I'm Miss Philippines and I'm representing Miss Philippines for Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual Australia 2018.
Hello, mabuhay. My name is Amelia Gianni and I'm representing Sydney in the Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual Australia International 2018 Beauty Pageant.
Kasama po natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino ang dalawang candidates ng Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual Australia 2018, Michelle and Amelia. Siyempre, kasama din natin ngayon ang founder at CEO ng Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual Australia 2018, Geisha Davao. Kasama din natin ang Miss Transsexual Australia 2016, Andrea Jackson-Smith.
Mabuhay!
Are you guys ready for the pageant?
Yes, yes. Very much ready.
Can you tell us what preparations you've been doing?
I've gotten a lot. Training, catwalk, dressing up, and how to present yourself in public speaking as well.
And how about you, Amelia?
Well, like Michelle, I've also been preparing for the past 12 months through training and also catwalks and getting all my costumes and gowns ready.
How intense is your training?
Pretty intense. Mm-hmm. I spend about 6 hours a day up in Sydney training. So
you guys have been joining pageants way before this one.
Yeah. Yes. Way back in the Philippines, yeah.
I've only been doing pageantry for about a year now.
Oh, so you're fairly new, too.
I'm fairly new.
Okay, so Michelle has been doing for years already.
Yes, decades, I guess.
Is it always different?
Yeah, it's always different. Different organizations, different people, different candidates. And
is there any rewarding experience that you get from joining beauty pageants?
Yeah, the platform itself and, of course, being an inspiration to the LGBT way back in the Philippines. And, of course, reward for myself as well. I work hard for this.
And same-sex marriage has been legalized already here in Australia. How do you feel about this one?
I think we should all be very proud because myself, I'm extremely proud of how far we have come. It has taken us decades to get to where we are today. And there's no going back from here. Very proud.
And I heard, Amelia, you are actually engaged.
I am, yes. No plans as of yet. We're just engaged at the moment. We recently got engaged, so still got a wedding to plan.
So what was your reaction during the announcement?
Well, I was in Bangkok at the time and I woke up at 2 a.m. and it was all over the news and it's kind of like, oh, wow, has it been legalized? But it was cool. Yeah. I was really happy.
And your partner is also Australian.
Yes.
Sa Pilipinas, hindi pa naman ito bukas,
diba? Hopefully one day.
Meron bang mga ginagawang hakbang sa ilang pagkakaalam ang LGBTQI community sa Philippines?
Yes, I think everywhere around the world, every community in general are planning to pursue same-sex marriage. Mm. It's equality for everybody, not just for the LGBT, but hopefully for everyone. Well, for me, marriage is not for everyone. It's just a piece of paper. But as a woman, it is my dream. Like every woman's dream.
At kumusta naman ang pagtanggap ng LGBTQI community sa Philippines?
In Philippines, we are not totally accepted as coded, but we are tolerated, which is okay at some point because still what's great about us is that we have freedom of choice to do whatever we want in the Philippines.
Palapit na ang pageant, ang Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual Australia 2018. Matanong ko lang, meron tayong tema for this year, Geisha? Tama ba?
Oh yes, we have my theme tayo for this year is Live Your Dreams or in Tagalog, buhayin mo
ang iyong
ang iyong pangarap, or buhayin mo ang iyong pangarap or sundan ang iyong minimit.
So why have you come up with this?
Yeah, because we want all our candidates, especially the transgender or the transsexuals, to be proud of themselves and to live their dreams fully, you know, to achieve what they want as, you know, as a transgender in the community, in their families, and to be happy, you know, reaching your full potential and really strive to do your best to present yourself?
Well, this is like an eye-opener for everyone, who especially who are the closeted and who are not really welcome, especially to the family. And so this is the best platform for everyone who are transgendered people.
Kumbaga, tinatawagan yung lahat pa na nahihiya o natatakot ipaalam ang kanilang preference, personal
yes,
preference,
yes.
Na lumabas sila.
Actually, yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's about ourselves on how you live the life you want to be. This would be the best platform for everyone, especially for transgender people.
At balita ko, itong inyong pageant, the Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual Australia, went through a lot of challenges bago talaga ito nailabas.
Yes.
Right?
We actually, so just a bit of history. So we started the pageant in 2010. Mm. So this is the 9th year of the pageant. So we started very small. So it was only done in a very small bar in St. Kilda. Mm. And every year since then, we start doing it during the Midsummer Festival. So basically the pageant is, we're so different from the other pageant because we tried to present to the public, you know, the Miss Gay. So there's two categories, the Miss Gay. Yeah. So these are all the drag queens, the cross dressers, and the gay guys, you know, who are performers. So they compete in that category for Miss Gay crown. And we also have the other category, which is the Miss Transsexual. So Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual. So presenting that in what we were thinking is to present it to the public that there's a little the difference between the gay guys, you know, the drag queens, and also the ones that are really transsexual or transgender, so they can see the difference. So it's like also educational. So we bring it out to the public, you know, that these are the differences between. It's not like, oh my God, some people in the Philippines, for example, they don't know who the transgender are and who are just the gay guys, you know. So that's the reason why we're doing this, to differentiate or to at least have an idea.
To educate.
Yeah,
them.
To educate the people. Because in the Philippines, it's so, oh, bakla, bakla. We don't know. They're not bakla, really bakla, because girls are transitioning, you know, so the people should really see the difference between the bakla. Okay. But then the bakla is a very big term.
It's an umbrella
It's like, so that's what we're trying to educate as well. Maybe just not in Australia, but because it's reaching out in
worldwide.
Different parts of the world. Like now we have candidates from India, from Sri Lanka, you know. We become international already. That's why there are girls from different parts of Asia coming here. In the 8 years, there's so many issues also that we've faced. Because in Australia, it's not very common here. It's not like in Thailand or in the Philippines that, oh my God, everywhere on the streets. It's really part of the culture. But here in Australia, unfortunately. So when we started doing it here, there were a lot of backlash, you know, like, oh, what is this? It's like they were questioning us as well why we're doing it here. It's like they're saying we are actually, instead of fighting for the rights of the transgender, we're actually bringing down the trans, because it's like objectifying the transsexuals, you know, on a beauty pageant. So it's a big issue. The pageant is our way of bringing, you know, the awareness to the general public. Because during that time, like 8 years ago, the word transsexual is misunderstood. Yeah, they don't want, even the candidates, oh, well, transsexual, you know, what's that? Only 3 years ago or 4 years ago that people more or less understood what's the meaning of the word transsexual, transgender, you know. And it's still evolving. So we're not yet there, but at least we already more or less have the awareness of what transgender is.
Mm-hmm. What pushed you na ipagpatuloy despite all the backlash?
Yeah, the one that really pushed us to continue with it, because it's more like a connection. Mm. So we're connecting with each other. We're like more like a family now.
Okay.
So it's more the relationship and building the community. We hope to achieve that idea that, you know, acceptance through the pageant is a small thing, it's a platform. Hopefully, in the end, we reach that level where everyone sees us as the same, as equal with each other, you know. So there's always stories behind. And this is our way of
letting people know.
Yeah, hopefully that we can reach out as many people, you know, as possible, even families, parents, you know, things like that. If you have a child or some, you know, neighbor or something, like, oh my God, it's different. Learn to accept them as who they are.
Paano mo bang i-differentiate sa amin kung ano yung kaibahan or pinagkaiba ng Miss Gay at saka Miss Transsexual?
Okay, when we say transsexual, there are two categories of transsexual.
Okay, sige.
It's pre-op transsexual and post-op transsexual.
Ano ito?
When we say pre-op transsexual, is someone who is effeminate and doesn't have the full operation.
Okay.
Very girly, very feminine, but don't have the full operation.
Pre-op.
That's the pre-op transsexual. When we say post-op transsexual, it's someone who undergone the final surgery, which is the SRS. So that's the difference
sexual
between pre-op and post-op transsexual.
Okay.
When we say gay, it can be a woman who is trying to portray as a man, and cross-dresser, drag queens. So that's the category of a gay.
So meaning, kapag sa ordinaryong araw, they can be like...
Who they are, as a man or a woman.
Okay, so nagdadamit lang sila pag may
show. Yes, that's it. A good information for everyone who doesn't know what really the difference between gay, homo, transsexual, and bisexual, and all the terminologies of the LGBTQI.
And then also, we are also learning through the pageant, because every time there's like a big umbrella, and all of a sudden, like LGBTQIA community.
May A na ngayon.
Yeah.
Transgender is just an umbrella word for all. Yeah.
Maybe asexual are the people that they don't feel like they have any identity into terms like male, femaleness, or trans, or something like I don't have sex.
And so L stands for lesbian.
Lesbian.
G for gay. B for
bisexual.
T for
transgender, transsexual.
So transsexual ang Q naman ay
queer
ang I
intersexual
at ang A asexual. Ang intersexual ano ito?
Intersex isn't I wouldn't really call it a sexuality. It's more of someone who has multiple chromosomes in their brain, and some might be born with the wrong appendages or maybe two sets. So
intersex.
That's how intersex works.
Yep.
Alam ko rin na itong pageant natin ngayong taon ay nagkaroon ng mga malaking pagbabago.
Well, this year, basically, ang pinakamalaking pagbabago because we open up to international candidates.
Well,
so previously, we were just basically from Australia, but now we're opening up to the international candidates scene. We normally hold the pageant in the West, like in Yarraville Club. We normally do it in Yarraville Club in West Melbourne. But now we've moved to the other side of Melbourne in St. Kilda Town Hall. And it's a really big venue. The pageant is actually part of the...
Morely the highlights of the events. And then after that, we have the Pride March, which is after the coronation. Mm-hmm. All the candidates and all the winners will be in the parade for
as
the
well.
Pride March.
Okay. Yes. Ano yung gusto nating ipaabot?
We'd like to dig deeper into the, how do you call this, just the facade of girls and this. Because these girls are really talented. You know, if you talk to them, they will give you wisdom.
The pageant itself focuses on different advocacies. Mm-hmm. So with these ladies competing this year, they have their own advocacies that they are fighting for. So
what advocacy do you have, Amelia?
My advocacy is more of an organization called Trans Sydney Pride.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do is get the word out there and spread words of love and wisdom and help every little trans person out there that feels so small to help bring them up and make them bigger.
Yep. And how about you?
Yes, my advocacy is health is wealth. I'm a dietary vegan, and I would like to tell people or everyone that it should start within us, that if we take care of our body, our mind will follow and we can have a powerful mind.
There are still people or people out there na they're afraid to be themselves because of they fear the rejection. They fear, you know, people will laugh at them.
Stay strong, believe in yourself, and never give up on your dreams, because one day you will make it, baby.
Well, that's true. I agree. Well, it always started within us. I think if we should always be honest with ourselves, and of course we need support system. We need to be honest with our family, our parents, tell them how we feel. And of course, one day they will support us.
The upcoming pageant is when and where?
Yes. Hello, Australia. We're inviting everyone for the Grand Coronation Night for Miss Gay and Miss Transsexual Australia this coming 27 January at St. Kilda Town Hall. So the gate will be open around 6 o'clock in the evening.
And the pageant starts at 7 o'clock.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.